Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, who the fuck started this? It ain't no 8 minutes and 20 seconds into it.
Mike, were you timing us?
Oh, I swear. God. Start, bitch. Very aggressive today.
I'm very tired.
My boobies are a little bit cold.
Hey.
Woohoo. Wrap them up tight.
Yeah, I got home from that wedding and passed the fuck out.
Till today.
Yeah.
Till 20 minutes ago when I called her and said, hey, oh, yeah, I'm driving back from Marble Falls. I'm going to be a tad late, like 3 minutes late. Just let Mike know. And she was like, I'm asleep. I was like, oh, good thing I called. Good thing I was late.
Yep. I feel like I sound weird. Do I sound weird?
Beautiful.
It might be that my hair and my hat are in the way.
Oh, yeah, probably. Theme song.
It's fine.
What's your excuse?
Hello.
Hey.
And welcome to
What's Your Excuse? The podcast.
Hey, I am Megan.
Weird. I'm Caitlin. And
that's
Jacob.
Yep, that's right. I want to.
I hope to God it picked that up.
I did too.
Oh, fun.
Oh, beautiful.
You don't got that mic again? You had it last time, or maybe I'm on crack. You never had it. It's big. Big ass mic.
Don't call Mike names, please.
It's like a big ass Mike. You know, big ass Mike. Anyways, well, we were talking to What's Your Excuse? What we're talking about? What's Your Excuse? Hey, my name's Caitlin. I'm actually interviewing What's Your Excuse? The podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this podcast where we just talk about reasons we're fucked up,
weirdos. Yep.
Why we're into weird shit. Yeah, so.
That's it.
That's all, folks. So
all
bye.
Right, goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in.
2 weeks of a break and we become garbage.
I don't know.
I guess it was only 1 week.
It only took 1 week, yeah. It feels like
feels forever. Like forever.
What's your excuse?
And it doesn't smell so duty in here.
I know. I was like, ooh, it almost smells pleasant. I don't know if I wanted to use that word.
Jacob's like, that's because I use an entire can of Glade every time I'm in here. It's empty? Oh, buddy. Gonna live with that duty.
Don't spray it on your fucking chip.
Yeah, please.
What that tastes like? Cinnamon bun chili?
Cinnamon bun and perfume.
My favorite.
I like that Jacob's gotten so into being
ass.
Great.
My favorite.
So into being ass. Mm.
Today I read a giant article on butt stuff.
Oh, right?
Yeah, just like all the little ways to get it to just be like real good for you.
Huh.
I don't know. I was in an Instagram story. I said, yeah, I'll read that. So I went up.
Fair enough.
I say, cool.
Fair enough. How was your week?
Well, do you want to go first or... No, I don't.
First, I'm going to yawn.
I can't remember. I need to like start taking notes on my week because I can never. Oh. I want to talk about something that happened like 4 weeks ago that I realized I never talked about on this podcast. Right? I didn't talk about my customer experience
at Starbucks, you did I?
Well, do I have a story for you? So I quit Starbucks. So woohoo! Everyone, like, don't care. That's fine. But
yay! You know, just get
excited.
I'm sorry, that wasn't a dig at you.
I'm sorry. No, I just meant that like no one's gonna actually applaud.
While they're listening. By the way, the other day I went into Starbucks and Ryan said his morning had been surprisingly pleasant because everyone showed up. And so I, being the asshole I am, I was like, guys, so proud of y'all
for doing your job.
I told them, I was like, you don't know what this means to us. So you showed up to work for your shift that you're scheduled for every day.
Yeah. That they offer you money for.
Yeah.
Jesus. Anyways.
And I just kept clapping.
I would have laughed.
Thank you.
I would have been into that bit. Anyways, a few weeks ago, we have this one regular who is just fucking awful, dude. She gets the nastiest drink. It was like 14 pumps of pumpkin plus 7 pumps of the classic and shit. So like it was like a solid inch and a half of syrup at the bottom of this cup. And I was like, but she comes through every time and she asks, I don't see why she'd ever listen to this, but oh well. And maybe if she does, like, maybe don't order your fucking drink like this.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass.
Learn from your mistakes, man.
She gets light coconut milk in it and then asks for more coconut milk on the side in a short cup, but she wants the short cup filled up. So 8 ounces. And anything over 6, we have to charge.
So that she can keep drinking it and filling it and drinking it and filling it.
Mm-hmm. And she used to be a partner, apparently.
Great.
Which I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Why are you like this?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Why are you the way that you are?
Yeah. Anyways, she came through. It was a morning that I think we were understaffed.
Mm-hmm.
No, someone had called out.
Of course.
And so it was just really me running, or it was a brand new girl who doesn't really know what she's doing. And so I was running drive through and then also making all the drinks myself. Mm-hmm. And we started getting a line. It started getting pretty busy. And I was like taking all the orders and stuff. And I was like, fucking, this bitch is here. I'm going to, you know, make a few more drinks behind hers so that way I can just bust a few out real fast.
Yeah.
She can wait like 3 minutes at the window. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And so I look over and she just has her phone like, or she's waving at me. She's waving at me through the window. And I was like, okay. And I opened the door and I was like, yes. And she was like, here, and shoves her phone in my face. And I was like, okay. Take the thing. And I'm like, here's your fucking shit. Jeez. And then I came back on to the headset to tell my friends what this bitch had just done. But, well, with those headsets, there's two buttons. I had already told one person in the drive-thru, like at the window, to please wait. You know, I said, good morning. Thank you for choosing Starbucks. Give me just 2 seconds. I'll be right with you. Mm-hmm. Told them that. And then went to go tell my friends about this girl. Instead, I hit the wrong button and I said, this fucking bitch just was waving at me through the goddamn window. And then I realized that I said that to the man at the speaker box. And he's just looking out the window like, and I went, my heart dropped like into my pelvic floor. It was just boom. And I was like, oh my God, I am so sorry. I was like, that was an accident. And he was just like, you're fine. I was like, thank God it was somebody with a sense of fucking humor, because I could have, well, I mean, at this point I had already put in my 2 weeks. So I was like, what are they going to do, fire me?
Yeah.
Like, please be my fucking guest.
Absolutely.
Do it. You're doing me a favor. And then 30 minutes later, this regular comes through and I had told him, I was like, hey, you know, it's been nice getting to see you and stuff. I am actually quitting. So, you know, I won't be seeing you around much longer. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, like, take a good, he's like a notoriously rude regular too, except to me. He really liked me. And he was like, take a good look, you know, around. This is the last time you'll ever be here. And I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, I fucking thought that before.
Quit. Yeah.
And then now my bitch ass is back here. So, and then he goes, well, Jesus loves you. And I said, thanks. And he goes, do you know Jesus? And I was like, God fucking damn it. Not in this drive-thru right now. I was like, I got a line. And I said, yep, grew up in the church. And he was like, have you seen him today? I go, seen him? He walking around?
Is he in the drive thru too?
I was like, where is he?
Is he that guy I just yelled at?
And I said, he didn't think that joke was as funny as I did. Because I literally did. I went, Sino. And he was like, and he goes, well, I've shared the love of Christ with you today. So the question is, are you going to share the love of Christ with someone else? And I said, well, that is a question. That is. And I was like, anyways, bye.
Yeah.
And I shut the window on him because I was like, oh my God. I was like, I need to go back to bed. This has been a terrible day. I tried to get saved in the drive-thru, and then I also cussed out a fucking customer and called him a goddamn fucking bitch. Like, it was awful. Anyways, but this week, what did happen? I don't know. I had some days off. I got too drunk. I got very drunk on Wednesday night. Was too hungover for New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So I spent New Year's Eve throwing up. I threw up like 5 times.
Great.
And was able to eat a piece of bread around 7.
Mm-hmm.
Took a nap from 9 to 11:40. Woke up. There was some cheesy breads in front of me. So I ate one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Saw midnight and went back to sleep. Oh, I also got a tattoo. That's a pretty big deal, huh?
Yeah.
I got a tattoo of a lady choking on a hot dog.
That's right.
And it makes me think of this. One of my favorite little old YouTube videos was those bad lip reading ones. And it's a Walking Dead one where she goes, I just ate a hot dog. I fucking love it. Anyways, I got that, and that was the best way to fucking start out the new year. Annie killed it again. She did my tribute tattoo for my grandmother and also my twins on my leg. And, we did this, and it was fucking amazing. Someone asked me afterwards, they were like, do you like to deep throat shit? Or like, and I was like, well, actually, I've got a pretty bad gag reflex. I was like, have puked on a dick before. So, again, in my
defense, unlocked.
In my defense, was very drunk, and just like went a little bit past what I needed to. I've spoken about it on here before, but as I went in, it went, and then as I pulled off, caught it as soon as I came off the tip. No dick, no puke got on this dick. Pulled it right back, and then ran to the bathroom and went up.
Oh my God, Caitlin.
It was magical.
The romance.
It was. Lubricant. Nature's lubricant. That.
Vomit.
And blood.
Yep.
From your period. Not like Jacob goes, I'm fucking leaving.
Saw him in the reaction.
We're
here all night now because we don't have keys.
We don't know what to do. Anyways, I think that was my week. That's pretty much all I really remember happening.
Good.
It's a fun time.
Yeah.
Yesterday I saw this movie called Promising Young Woman.
Yes.
It was, okay, first off, very tough movie to get through, especially if you have had any sexual trauma.
Okay.
And so, you know, wasn't super, like, easy for me to watch.
Yeah.
But glad that I did. And it was strange because it has just a notoriously cunty, funny cast. So it's got like Alison Brie. It had Bo Burnham, and Molly Shannon. Lots of fucking people. McLovin.
Okay.
Whatever his name is. And
who knows?
Yeah, just McLovin.
Yeah.
And
Carrot Top.
No, the main character's name. I forgot her fucking name. But she's like in The Great Gatsby and shit. So I don't know, but I already got out of it. Anyways, really good movie. It was strange seeing all these characters actors and actresses in a serious role. I think it really kind of showed their
range.
Yeah, it was nice. And I think, well, honestly, it should be like a required film for any male to see, I think. And then also just women, like, to be aware of how fucking shitty people on this earth are.
Mm-hmm.
Thoroughly enjoyed watching that movie. But it was very pretty sad.
Yeah.
Had a lot of really funny parts, though, too. So they were, like, occasionally kind of funny. But it had the overall tone of the film was dark.
Mm-hmm.
So But yeah, good movie. Would recommend people go see it.
Good.
The movie theaters are like this. I feel like so extra safe right now. And I love it. Because there's no one is allowed to be in front of me, behind me, or next to me.
Oh.
And so I can put my feet on the seat. No one's going to be touching me.
Nice.
I love it. No one can kick me in the back of the seat.
That does sound nice.
I was like, man, I wish movie theaters were like this all the time.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Anyways, your week.
I
sorry.
I did not do much except for did makeup for a wedding. I am very tired from it.
You did great. I don't know. I haven't seen pictures, but I just know.
That's because I didn't take any pictures. Yeah. Because I'm the worst.
No, you're pretty great.
Thank you. But so I did that. I spent most of the week just like preparing for that because I knew it was going to be a lot. I wore a mask, an N95, and that's it. The only one.
Thanks.
Yeah. So what else did I do this week?
See, it's so hard to remember.
Oh, I did a Facebook Live sale for cups and such.
I was asleep.
Uh-huh. I made a good amount of money, so I was happy with that. But that's about it. I did want to tell you, Ryan told me that he, got into an argument with a redneck yesterday.
Yes.
The guy came in and ordered like a cookie crumble crunch. Mocha
cookie crumble?
Yeah, mocha cookie crumble. And with
drink.
Extra cookie crumbs.
Ugh.
And then they like took his order, but he didn't have a mask on. And so they were like, we can take your order. We're going to ask you to step outside and wait. Well, he did. And then he left. He got his drink and left and then called to complain to Ryan about how Starbucks is a communist fucking bullshit company and America's turning into a communist wasteland. And
probably because of people like you.
And like, that Ryan needs to grow some balls and stand up to Starbucks. And Ryan was like, sir, I don't make the mask mandates. You can
but
call
I fucking
corporate.
Support them.
Yeah. He's like, you can call corporate if you have an issue. And the guy's like, well, they're not going to do anything. And Ryan was like, what do you think I can do? And then another lady was getting her drink and Ryan was the only one, like, I guess doing bar and drive through. And she was in the drive through. And so he like was waiting for her drink to be ready. So he decided to take an order through the drive through. Little did he know that the person at the talk box was going to order like 12 different fucking drinks. And so he's like ringing this up and this lady, like her drink gets made. And they're like, they like bring it over and sit it next to him. She starts honking.
Oh my God.
And Ryan just ignores it until he's done taking the drive through order. And then he's like, hi, here you go. And she starts screaming at him that you purposefully held my drink for me, blah, blah, blah. And he literally goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And slams the window on her.
That is the shit I live for.
Closes the window on her.
He's so done.
I loved it.
It's so great. I love that. Oh my God.
So I will say my sinuses have been bad for the past couple of weeks just from the cedar.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild, these allergies.
Yeah. I mean, it's especially scary right now to have any kind of allergies.
Yeah, because you're like,
COVID. So every time I like taste something, I'm like.
Yeah, trying to make sure I'm like, is this touching every single, like, can I feel it?
Yeah.
And I'm then like, I typically can like taste things like extra well.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
and like I'll like smell things. Like this morning, I got into my car and smelled my energy drink, and I was like, yes, Tropsicle. Got it.
I can smell my strawberry-ta.
Nice.
This is trash. This is a trash drink.
Yeah.
8% ABV though.
Hey.
Let's go.
But I think that's about it. Yeah.
Well.
Soy, you want to tell them what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, I actually have a few listener stories.
Oh, yes.
Like just stories and anecdotes that actually go along with what we're going to talk about too. So today I went to Marble Falls to go congratulate my brother and his now fiance. They got engaged on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. I told him that was a dumb day, but whatever.
I literally told Ryan not to propose to me on
Christmas. I was like, come on, everyone's going to be getting engaged that day.
Well, and for me, I'm like, don't think that my engagement ring will be my Christmas gift.
Yeah, no, fucked
up. Unacceptable.
I need both. But, yeah, so they got engaged and I went to go celebrate with them. Mm-hmm. And it was a good time. Drove out to Marble Falls. I like Marble Falls out there. It's pretty. It's real pretty. Mm-hmm. But I was talking about haunted, how we were going to be doing these haunted roads and how I haven't really researched yet.
Yeah.
I got something. But
I hope we don't have the same thing.
I don't. Mine's, I feel like, is pretty far down there. So okay. Why not? If it is, whatever. I'll just tell these listener stories.
Perfect.
And we'll be fine. One of them is actually mine.
Okay.
Story too. So I also, bless her heart. She was saying, she was like, sometimes I listen to your podcast. And I was like, no. No, why? Like, she's just trying to be so supportive because she's the sweetest.
Yeah.
But I was like, please, you are too good for this. You don't need to hear this. Mm-mm. Anyways, but she was telling me, well, the other or one day while she was driving, she was driving home at night and it was like real dark. There's no fucking lights out there on those roads because it's in the hill country. And so it's dark as fuck.
Right.
And she's driving along and she sees this man laying down in the road. Yeah.
Hit him.
And she was like, she drove past him. And then like, once she realized, she was like, oh fuck. Cause she thought he was dead.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I need to go check on this person, see if they're okay. And so she like backs up. And then as like she's backing up,
she suddenly felt that boom, boom.
No, he's walking towards her now on the opposite side of the road.
Nope.
And she was like,
hit him.
Oh. She was like, nope, got out of there.
Mind.
But I was like, ooh, that's fucking creepy. Like seeing a body laying in the road and then backing up to check on them. And then they're on the, they're now in front of you.
Yeah.
Like she went past him. This is his body. This is her car. Beam, beam. And she goes, and then he's like, we don't like that.
Nope.
Pretty fucking creepy. Lots of shit happens out there in those that little hill country roads. Because I too have had an experience out there.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm going to recount that.
Please do.
I probably have told it many moons ago on one of our other fucking episodes that are lost in the void. They're not lost. I just, they're lost in the void of my brain. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I say to anyone. Yeah. Sometimes I talk to people and they're like, yeah, you told me that like the other week. And I'm like, God fucking damn it. Like, I don't remember what I say. Anyways, I had gone out to Marble Falls to see my brother. I was leaving. It was dark. And started driving home. And I lose cell service out there regularly. It's, and there's fucking nothing. And I was driving. It was dark. And then all of a sudden, my car was like filled with moths. There were just like at least 20 moths flying around my car out of nowhere. And I was like, so I like call my mom and I was like, Mom, can you Google, are moths a bad omen? Because I was driving.
And you're and I like, I need to know while I'm behind the wheel.
Yeah. Well, because I was like, I need to know if I need to turn around and be like, Brett, I'm sleeping on, well, he sleeps in a like hammock in a living room. So I was like, I'm sleeping on the floor or something.
Brett, you're sleeping on the floor. I'm taking your hammock.
I'm taking your hammock. Yeah. And so I was like, I need to know if I need to turn around. Like if this is bad, oh man, I'm about to crash my fucking car and die. And my mom, she was like, okay, yeah. Bless her heart for being on board.
My mom straight up would have been like, no, go home.
You're damn.
Bye.
And then she goes, okay, are they white or black moths? I was like, it's fucking dark. I can't
tell. Moths.
I was like, I just see little things flitting all around me.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. And then at that moment, the call dropped. And I missed my turn. And my GPS stopped working.
Yeah.
And I was stranded like on these roads in the dark with a car full of moths. And it was just the eeriest feeling. I was just like, something about this is not right. I thankfully was able to find my way back to the road because I've driven there enough that I was like, I was able to find it. But it kind of comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so I missed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back and I was able to call my mom back like 30 minutes down the road. She was like, I fucking thought you were dead. Like, she was like, the call dropped after you just asked me this scary question.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, I don't know. The moth thing, it was pretty weird.
Yeah.
I didn't pick anyone up in my back seat or anything like that. Yeah. But, yeah,
but they were getting ready kind of to form like, a person.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, it's just Mothman waiting. I'd be into seeing Mothman. That'd be
Caitlin,
fun.
No.
Yeah, Mothman. But yeah, and then so I called my mom today on the way home. I said, you remember that? Like, I'm not making that up. And she's like, no, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And I asked her if she had any haunted road stories. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, I don't, but Kent did. Of course.
Yes.
And so he was saying this is in Oklahoma.
Okay.
Where he was from and stuff. And him and his brother were driving back one night from something. And he said at first, like, they were just driving along and he noticed this light outside the window.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like over the ditch and like in the tree line, about 6 feet off the ground. And he thought maybe, you know, there's just water and like the moon was reflecting or mm-hmm. something and like putting the light onto the tree or something. Yeah. And then he realized there's no water in the ditch. Like this thing is moving like behind the trees and it's moving in time with them. He said it moved alongside of the car for like 30 minutes.
No.
And he goes, we would take like the road would turn and he was like, that's when he realized was when like they kind of curved a bit mm-hmm. and like you'd think that would distort the reflection mm-hmm. Because he thought maybe it was like on the window or something like that and it just it stayed steady and it would like be behind the trees and it was just this like orb of like orangish light following alongside them for about 30 minutes and then they took a hard turn and it was just gone.
Great.
He's like it appeared and then it disappeared. But I was like that's weird. He was like it was just like there. It was keeping pace with us. I was like I don't want to know what that was. Oh, I don't know if it was aliens or what. There was a episode of Ghost Adventures where something like that happened too.
Yeah.
Where they're like walking through the trees and then like they caught this light on camera, which I don't want to give Ghost Adventures any fucking credit, but I've been watching a lot of it lately because I'm glutton for punishment or something. But yeah, they're walking along and there's this fucking like bright light just moving through the tree line and they're like, that's weird. You can see that, right? And they're like, yeah, I can see that. And they're like, it's picking up the camera. And they're like, yep. And it was there whole fucking time. And they're like, we don't know what that is. They went over there. Nothing there.
It's probably a beacon for bros.
Yeah. Get your pussy here.
Free pussy.
Pussy. Anyways, those are my stories.
Great.
Yeah. Did you have an anecdote? A little story you're going to tell?
You know, I know that I was going to say something. Oh. And then I lost it.
It's okay. Well, you want me to? Did I go first last? It's been too long.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You went first last time.
So you want to go first?
It was the what was our last episode?
No, fucking no. I don't listen to this.
It was. Oh, it was
I don't
Christmas.
Listen to this shit.
The Christmas.
Oh right, yeah.
So Gryla.
Did you say
either.
Me too? Oh, gingerbread.
Gingerbread. No.
No, that was even less.
No,
that,
bro.
Bro, where you been?
It was Gryla and Perchin.
Perkta.
Perkta. Yeah, Perchin.
You did her.
I did her. Yeah.
Perkta.
Perkta. So I am doing Marshall Stagecoach Road. We good?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I remember seeing. Yeah, no, we're good.
Okay.
I just read that one.
So, oh my God. It says, nestled amidst the pine curtain. Anytime I immediately think of beef curtains. But bad. In Northeast Marshall, the old red dirt road is lined with tall oak trees whose branches reach out and touch each other. My immediate thought. Blocking out all sunlight from above and creating a quote-unquote creepy atmosphere rife for legends and hauntings.
I love this writer.
So it is a historical landmark, though the marker is actually down right now. It says...
Are you just spraying bleach in the air? I'm sorry.
So worried. The historical dirt road served as the main thoroughfare for stagecoaches traveling between Shreveport and Marshall in the early to mid 1800s before the Civil War. After the war, travel on the road declined due to the expanse of the railroad. Everybody also always said it's spooky out there, said the Harrison County Historical Commission chairman.
Oh, wait, stagecoach? Where is this?
In Marshall.
Oh. we have a stagecoach in Magnolia, and then we're in Harris County. And so I don't know what you just, did you say Harrison?
Harrison.
Oh, yeah. I was like, is this in my hometown? Why didn't I fucking do this?
So it says, I'm not going to talk about Holloway. It's just giving the definition of the term Holloway.
What's Holloway?
Oh, damn it. Holloway is an old English word referring to a roadbed that is sunken into the ground with high walls along it.
Oh, a hollow way.
Well, it's Holloway. Hollow.
Hollow way.
But it's all like one word.
A hollow roadway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, just like it sounds.
So it says, oh, it's actually important. The wheels of the stagecoaches traveling in the dirt roads would cause the roads to wash out, and a rain would come and wash away the soil, eventually narrowed the roadway and made it a quote-unquote hollow way, which is what we have out in on Stagecoach Road. Oh. In some areas, iron-rimmed wheels and horses' hooves trampled the narrowed roadbed as much as 12 feet below the surrounding terrain.
Whoa.
Huh? The marker reads, oh, sorry, that's what the marker says. Travel over the dirt road was uncomfortable in dry weather and often impossible in rainy seasons. Now the road is maintained by the county, which recently did repairs to part of the road. They came up with a method everybody agreed would help repair the road and not damage its historical look. So now it can be easily traveled. It draws ghost hunters and curious visitors several times a month. So here's a story. We were actually in town staying at the Best Western in February of 2013, hoping to check out the old insane asylum there.
Insane asylum?
Sorry, I had to burp.
Just do it right in the mic, like me.
We talked to the man at the front counter of the hotel, and he asked if we had ever been out to Stagecoach Road. We'd never heard of it. He said about one or two ghost hunters a year went out to see it and investigate. That was from Clay Henderson. He's a paranormal investigator.
Okay.
Henderson and his wife, Barbara, who works with the paranormal group and him doing investigations at haunted locations, decided to try out the road. I thought the legends were likely teenage hysteria or boyfriends taking their girlfriends out there trying to scare them, which, like,
fuck you.
That seems toxic.
Yeah.
It seems manipulative because you're trying to scare her so that then she's vulnerable and she'll fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ew. Gross. Don't do that.
Motherfucker.
We went out there to debunk the legends and the stories. Instead, we found some pretty great evidence supporting them. After hearing stories of the goat man who haunts the road and sightings of little ghost children, the couple took off at nighttime to see what they could find. We stopped the car at one point because we had an EMF, an EMF detector on it, and it spiked. He said, I got out and started randomly taking pictures, and in one of them, a girl in a white dress about 5 feet tall was standing about 20 feet away from the back of our car. They also snapped a photo of what may be a ghostly figure, which Clay believes is a mother and her two children. There's a story of a mother who lived out there and drowned her two kids in the marsh, planning to commit suicide afterwards, except she couldn't bring herself to follow through after she killed her children. Fuck you.
Yeah.
So the townspeople killed her when they found out what she had done.
Fucking good.
Yeah. She's still out there on Stagecoach Road looking for her children, as the story goes.
Classic.
He said,
lollipop. La Llorona? Yep.
Classic lollipop. shirt.
Kill me.
Name of the episode. Classic lollipop.
Write it down. I don't want your fucking sticker. Write down our name. Just kidding, bud. I'm sorry. Please don't.
He said he believes a ghostly photo of the woman and the two children is the one from the story. So with those old oak trees out there casting so much shade and those steep walls, it can get very spooky, very
spooky.
The Hendersons also experienced battery drains on some of their electronic equipment while on the road, which ghost hunters claimed can be a sign of an entity drawing power to show its presence. The couple also had the word felt come through a voice box that they had running during their investigation, which I'm like,
this is made of felt.
The material?
Yeah,
or like
that's
a
all
feeling.
I could think of.
Yeah.
Just like, felt.
The county is working on reinstalling its historical marker. It's been stolen several times over the years, and it was found in 1997 on a routine traffic stop in Colorado. A local constable paid out of his own pocket to have it shipped back to Marshall. A local Eagle Scout named Ty Weekly refurbished it, and now Judge Hugh Taylor has it, and it's waiting to go back up out there. It's also been repaired by the county. Hang on. This is all just information about it. But there was something else about Stagecoach Road. It's like where the original curse kind of comes from. So Stagecoach Road, chased out of New Orleans in the 1800s, a voodoo queen resettled in the town of Marshall. She lived there peacefully, selling lucky amulets until the town's priest, fearful of the occult, killed her on the side of Stagecoach Road. Today, her spirit has been seen wandering along the road on nights with a full moon, wielding shrunken heads and voodoo dolls, determined to bring bad luck to the town that betrayed her. The old Red Dirt Road was the main thoroughfare for stagecoaches traveling between Shreveport and Marshall. And then it still says it's lined by tall oak trees whose branches reach out and touch each other, blocking out all sunlight from above.
Creepy. So
that is Stagecoach Road.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. They did get their new historical marker. Let me see when that happened.
Let's go steal
it. That was in 2018.
We can steal it.
We're not going to do that. Because they've been through enough.
Now there's evidence.
They've been through enough.
I should have kept it a secret. Should have said that off air.
Come on. Stupid. It's mounted on a granite stone upright. Yeah. So they did that so that it's harder to steal.
Harder to steal, yeah. But not impossible. We're really determined.
Apparently, there's been a lot of what's the word? Vandalism.
Oh, I was like, you're giving me nothing to go off of. I know. I was like, I have no fucking.
There's been a lot of vandalism on Stagecoach Road. A historical commission member asked the court to look into cleaning graffiti from the road's dirt walls. They recently said, in 2018, they said that they recently found an incredible amount of almost pornographic damage to the walls with spray paint.
Today,
why is Ryan Dicks on Dirt?
My brother.
Dicks on Dirt, name of the episode.
Dicks on Dirt. It's got a lot of names. Today, when my brother and I went on a little hike, Mabob thing, there was this area underneath a bridge that had a lot of graffiti, and it was just dicks. It was only dicks. And then a few fuck Trumps, and I was like, hey. And then there was a fucking Yoshi with a fat ass penis, and my brother goes, I didn't know Yoshi's dick was
I didn't know he's packing so much. Damn.
I was like, hell yeah. And then there's some boobies, a few tibbies. And then there's some inspirational quotes that Zoe found. And she was like, huh. It was like something like beauty without depth is just decoration. And I was like, but that's also kind of mean.
Yeah.
So that bitch arm candy.
Yeah.
She a trophy wife.
I feel like that's from Friends, where the guy writes the vase or the empty vase and it ends up being about Monica.
Well, since they took that off Netflix, I forgot everything. Just I'll soon forget.
No, you won't.
No, yeah, I won't. I watch it too much.
Listen, I still want to get an office tattoo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, you have a Friends tattoo.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get an office tattoo. I have seen, I remember being in Vegas one time and I looked over and somebody had Ron Swanson tattooed on one calf and then Dwight on the other. And I was
beautiful.
Like, they were pretty shit. It was like some pretty bad line work. but I was like, I applaud your effort.
I appreciate what you're trying to do.
What you're going for is great. Pay more money for your tattoos next time.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I am going to do Clinton Road. It says Clinton Road, a dark ride.
Great.
Yeah. It's on a website called Weird New Jersey.
Great.
Love that. I haven't read any of this, so I'm just going to probably recount a lot of it.
That's pretty much what I did.
Why we don't.
You see, I lost my time for research.
You're
in
nap. Sleeping. Yeah, I lost my time by driving back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're here for, like, original retellings of
bye.
Shit. Bye. You're here to hear our very lovely, soothing
absolutely gorgeous
retelling.
Voices. Read a fucking internet article back to you. Word for word. No paraphrasing.
Nope.
You can see how really good their writing is.
Yeah.
When you hear us repeat things like 8 times. Yeah. Because
reach out and touch each other. Sounds creepy out of context. Reach out and touch each other. Sounds creepier during COVID.
I've already used that looking at you through the glass joke before.
Yep.
That's all I can think of.
Oh, my hands are very warm. Look. Oh, God.
Oh, I thought we were about to touch. Hang on. Sorry.
Ooh, it's steamy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on.
Nothing. Jake, why? He's like, why do I put up with these bitches? They're fucking disgusting. I hate them.
You run around yelling pussy fart.
Pussy fart. it's true.
Dick slime. So go on.
Sorry. I was thinking about dick cheese. Not endearingly. That was gross.
Sounded lovingly.
I know. I was probably just thinking about dick.
Dick cheese.
Going, sounds nice right about. I could go for a fat ass helping a dick right about now.
Give me that Yoshi dick.
Give me that Yoshi dick, that big one. He's also smoking like a fat joint in his hand.
Great.
I was like, good for you, Yoshi. You're really going somewhere. Anyways. Most common ghost story that we hear about Clinton Road, that of a dead young boy. Oh, yes. I said, and not a live one, who hangs out under a bridge and returns coins to you after you throw them in the water. Mm-hmm. And he says, as far as we know, this tale is unique to Clifton Road, but it's difficult to say when or how the story began. He just hangs out and he's like, oh, bitch, stop littering your fucking money in the river.
Yeah.
He gives it back to him. He says, if you kept every penny, you'd be rich. You know, like this. Fucking stories, they tell you that. And I'm like,
I don't believe that.
I don't know. I don't want to go to it costs like fucking $2 to get them. Why is there a botched abortion?
Well, that's a plastic hanger. That's not going to be great.
It's broken now.
Great.
Good, better leverage, maybe. I don't know. And bleach. Oh, maybe.
Oh.
What's going on here? Don't drink that.
Please.
Please, Jesus Christ. Anyways, back to the story. On a recent visit to the bridge at Dead Man's Curve, we were surprised. So apparently there's a Dead Man's Curve as well.
Okay.
Maybe lots of people die there. I don't know.
Yeah.
We were surprised and delighted to see just how many people had recently stopped by to test the validity of the legend of the ghost boy of Clinton Road. Whoa, that came from my soul. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm sorry. As we peered over the guardrail and down into the tea-colored water of the stream. What the fuck's wrong with his water?
Ew,
all the pennies.
That's doo-doo water.
All the pennies discolored it. You could clearly see dozens of coins resting along the bottom of the creek bed. And there's no way of knowing how many appearances the ghost boy made when summoned by the coin dossers. You summon him. Look closely. Bitch, you don't gotta look. They're shiny shit. It should be noted that there is more than one bridge located on Clinton Road, and nobody really knows for sure which one the ghost boy supposedly hangs out beneath.
Check them both.
A second bridge is located several miles to the south of Dead Man's Curve, above the old stone.
He lives below the bridge?
Yeah, he's a troll.
Does he make you answer riddles before you can pass?
What is your favorite color?
That's not a riddle.
Red. No, blue.
I have two coins.
Anyways.
They equal 15 cents. One of them is not a dime. What coins do I have? It's a nickel and a dime.
One of them is not a dime. God damn it. I'm stupid. I would have gotten dead.
Well, you would have gotten your pennies back for sure.
Good. Phew. Like I said, I'd be rich. Oh, my God. Okay, never mind. Huh? Sorry. One of my students just called me mom.
Perfect.
I always wanted to be a mom to babies that are not mine. Just kidding. I don't want to be a mom. Fuck that. Anyways, they are my babies. This bridge straddles a stony cleft through which a waterfall crashes mightily. If the ghost boy spirits haunts this bridge, then his trip up to return throw coins would certainly be a much more challenging task. If he was alive, that is. But he's dead. He probably just fucking teleports.
Teleport.
It's probably at the one on Dead Man's Curve, though. And so it says, if you ever decide to travel down Clinton Road at midnight, stop at the bridge by Dead Man's Curve. As the story goes, if you sit on that bridge and throw pennies into the river, the ghost of a young boy will throw them back to you. So that's kind of fun.
He's like,
just like, here you go, bitch. Just down there.
I don't know why in my mind he has an underbite.
Well, he's dead, so he has to.
It's like it's like those clown banks.
Like mine.
Instead of feeding it, they just throw it back at you.
I was like my clown. Yes. I got three new clowns today.
Jesus
three
Christ.
New clown music boxes. So now I have four clown music boxes. My house is haunted.
Yeah, for sure.
We found the bridge on Clinton. This is another anonymous story. We found the bridge on Clinton Road that was said to have started the rumor years before. Is years before one word? They got it as one word. Any of us heard about the
typos
road?
Are real, Caitlin.
Years before. heard about the road. Yeah, it's just called Weird New Jersey. Of course, they probably have typos. Well,
yeah.
A boy was challenged by his friends to stand on the bridge as they drove to Route 23 and back. Unfortunately, by the time their friends returned from driving to the highway, they found their friend dead. Oh. There's a bridge painted as a memorial to him. Shit. Maybe this little boy out here killing people. He said, you ain't got no money, bitch. Pay up. Pay up with your life. And then kills him.
My ear itches.
I'll get it. Another rumor of Clinton Road is that if you throw a penny into the lake the next morning, the penny will be on the road. Supposedly there was a kid that drowned there trying to get a ball or something, and the kid is supposed to appear at night and pick up the penny and put it on the ground. That's from
so
Gregory.
Hang on.
There's lots of different stories.
You have to go throw a penny and then leave. Come back the next morning to retrieve your penny.
Some it sounds like he comes and gives it to you. Others, I guess he's a little bit sneaky and then says, here you go.
Me.
I don't want you to see me.
I don't want your garbage penny.
Get it out of my swamp.
I'm on quarters.
You cheap ass hoe.
Make it rain quarters.
This one's from Dina of West Milford.
Yes.
Sorry, Dina. My friends and I decided to find out for ourselves what is true and what is not. Ooh.
Like in life?
We went to the bridge and threw a quarter off. How's she not cheap?
There we go. Dina.
She a baller. But a minute later, you hear the bloop again as if you dropped the quarter in again. The water filled with ripples and a child's reflection appeared. I flew back to the car. That scared the shit out of us.
Thank you.
It's like, thank you.
Finally.
This one's for me.
A quarter.
I can buy a stick of gum.
No riddle for you.
Okay, apparently.
No shall be answered today.
Apparently he'll push you into the lake too.
Oh,
he's not so friendly.
He's like, it's a nickel and a dime. You die now. You will be eaten by my penny river. I've told y'all I should be a voice actor.
Well, new studio voice acting thingy.
Yep.
He says, I went up to Clinton Road with two friends of mine. The really weird legend is that one of a little boy. The story I heard was that a little boy was hit by a car. Man, he died a lot of ways. He got hit by a car, drowned in the water. Not really.
How many times has this little boy died?
A lot.
Maybe why are there so many stories about it?
Because it's fake.
What?
No, probably not. It's a legend. I'm sure there's some little dead boy running around.
what they're not telling you is that there's a huge homeless population under that bridge, and they actually don't want your pennies, and they are bringing them back.
They're just not treating them as real people, so
they're like,
dead.
Throw a Bud Light down here,
bitch,
and we'll keep it. That's weird. I'm sorry, homeless population.
I feel like 50th episode was pretty bad, I think. Homeless population.
True.
Anyways, the story I heard was that a little boy was hit by a car and killed on the bridge. When he went to pick up a quarter, he saw on the ground. Okay, well, and greedy.
Yeah, like, that just makes me think of Michael Scott getting gum in his hair and Jim being like, best case, it was a quarter.
Yeah. Aww.
Best case scenario, you find a quarter.
So sad.
Worst case scenario, it's a piece of silver, or it's a piece of tinfoil.
I can't watch it. Anyways, legend is that if you get out of your car and stand on the bridge, you will see a quarter drop. And if you bend down to pick it up, the little boy will push you into the lake to save you from being hit by the car.
I'll say he's saving you, but you're probably falling onto the bridge.
He's saving you by killing you.
He's like, join me, bitch.
Yeah. Come with me.
Yeah. It's like, got a little fucking wheelchair. Apparently he's handicapped too in this picture. I don't know.
It's the kid from Mac and Me.
Let's see. So I'll read this one last story and then I'm just going to wrap it up because it just seems like there's this one's got a bunch of rhetorical questions. So we're not going to read that fucking shit. That's dumb. Don't get hypothetical with me. I don't know. Yesterday at 8 p.m., me and my friend Mike were going to a movie at the drive-in. We took Clinton Road. We stopped on the bridge, and he told me all the stories about the boy being killed and all.
Like, your friend's trying to get you to fuck him.
Who's going to the movies that early, too?
Your friend's trying to scare you into fucking him.
Yeah. Hey. No, not good. I was like, I mean, yeah, if that's what you were hoping for the outcome anyways, I'd be like,
No. Seems manipulative.
Yeah. But maybe he's just trying to be nice.
Nice?
I don't know. They're going to a movie.
Stop you on this road where you may die. He's either trying to scare you into fuckery or he's like, he's going to kill you.
Maybe he's in debt.
He's like, why'd you grab that quarter on the crown?
Maybe he went and took too many coins from the river.
Maybe he's the little boy.
And he's possessed.
No, I just mean like maybe there's no little boy and he's just a murderer.
I was intrigued. Would watch this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Says we stopped on the bridge and he told me all the stories about the boy being killed and all.
Did he tell you all of them? Because there's about a million.
There's a lot. He died this way, and this way. So I threw a quarter off the edge.
The boy
and
with
we
nine
drove
lives.
Away. On the way home at 11:30, we passed over the bridge and stopped because Mike wanted to point out the kid's name on the side of the bridge. Just when he said the kid's name, a quarter or something metal was thrown hard against the window of the car.
Ooh.
We were shocked for a minute, but then drove away. He said, I'm not going on that road for a long time. So, a little dead boy. He comes in. He's very nice.
Except for when he kills you.
Yeah. Man, there's a whole bunch of stuff on the albino on Clinton Road.
Oh.
One time when a bunch of us climbed up the walls, we did see something. Hold on, we're going to read this.
Just call it a listener tale. It's not.
It's from Brian R. He listens.
Yep. Close personal friend.
Patreon. We were up there and saw two white figures.
Those are just white people.
Yeah, I was like, why did they get albino? They were about 100 yards away from our friends on the ground. They couldn't see them from their vantage point. And okay. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. They came to within 100 yards of the group and then disappeared in the woods. When we got back to Terra Firma, we told them about it, and that's when the story started coming. He was instantly talking about an albino village in the woods. It could just be like fucking ghost. Oh, there's apparently KKK and Cross Castle. Okay. So this sounds like a not great place.
Yeah.
Writings on the wall at Cross Castle. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of shit besides just actual like ghosties on that road there. There's a New Jersey's haunted.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got the, oh, wait, no. That's
Turnpike.
Jersey Devil.
They got the Turnpike.
They got the New Jersey Devil, which is just a knockoff version of the Jersey Devil. That'd be fun.
Oh.
I'd be into it.
I don't know anything about either.
Yeah. You know, okay. Well, the New Jersey, that was a lie. The Jersey Devil exists. I was just digging around. Sorry.
Great.
I always say things with such conviction.
You do.
You believe me. It works in life. It gets me a lot of fucking places.
What's funny is that, like, I'm not a trusting person, except with you.
Yeah.
I just trust everything you say. The plural of horses, horsies. What? Really? No.
I believe you. I'm sorry. I shouldn't lead you astray so often.
No. It's fine. Take advantage of my trustingness.
I don't do it in the ways that matters.
It's a word.
Yeah, it is now.
If Caitlin says so.
Must be truth.
Yeah.
In the book of Caitlin.
So, is that it?
Yeah.
Today? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Is that it, bitch?
Is that it? Are you done? Bye.
Fucking get out.
Riddle me this. Are we going to be done for the evening?
Are you fucking done, bitch? No. Yeah. Yeah, we good. We good,
chief. We shall thank our patrons.
Yeah, we've got some.
Do you want me to do the voice?
We should get more.
The Sleepy Time Boys?
Oh, yes. You can put me to sleep.
We would like to thank our patrons this evening, starting with our friends Brian and Amanda.
We also got... We also got Brandon. There you go, a little wake-up call for you.
We've got Jeffrey.
Saw him the other day. We also got Shelby. Shelby.
If you'd like to donate to the cause of making this podcast the best it can be, including t-shirts and stickers, you can go and become a patron at patreon.com/whatsyourexcusepodcast.
You will get nothing from us. Just correct. Kidding. There's some things. We still have never given Brandon.
Shout you out.
We've still never given Brandon anything. So this
we gave him that letter.
Did we?
I found him at Target and gave it to him in person.
Okay, good. I was gonna say because I feel like at this point we need to take him out for dinner.
Threw a quarter at him
because he has been our first Patreon.
Yeah,
we should go to a group dinner with Brandon once this is all done.
We should go to a group dinner with all of our patrons.
Oh my God, patrons! Yeah, you want to go on a group dinner with us on your own tab? We're not.
You will pay for yourself. We're not going to use the money that you've donated to pay for your fucking dinner.
Sorry. That's counterintuitive.
Yeah. We'll never get shirts at that rate. But yeah, that would be a good, like, you
That'd
know.
Be fun. Yeah. Once all this shit's said and done.
Yeah. $5 a month.
Yeah. You get to come pay for your own dinner.
Yeah. Get to eat your own dinner that you pay for.
And you get to see us. What a treat.
Yeah.
Well, I think so.
I'll do a voice for you.
I like to hang out with us.
Here's the new one. $3 a month, I will record a voicemail in a weird voice for you every month.
And I'll just say, hey.
I will do one of my signature voices.
Mm-hmm. She's got a few.
I do.
Well, voice acting's not my thing.
So follow us or go donate. Patreon.com/ What's Your Excuse Podcast.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'll go back to the voice. We are recording out of the lovely Rogue Media Studio.
Rogue Media Network. And hopefully this will be our last one in the Stinky Poo Poo Studio.
I believe what I actually said was doo-doo studio.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense. Anyways, hopefully this will be our last one here. And the next one will be in the actual new home of Rogue Media Network and all of its lovely fixins. Give them a shout out. They're doing the best. We love them. They're the reason we actually sound okay.
Yeah.
So kudos to them.
Go and listen, rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite platform, including Apple Podcasts. Apple Podcast.
And also on Spotify.
And Stitcher.
And you can also find us on Google Play.
And Pandora.
Pandora, that's right. No one listens there. Just kidding. Sorry, Pandora. Watch us where all our UK listeners
We'd
came
like
from.
We'd like to thank our UK listeners.
You're better than the Americans, so kudos
Many
to you.
Things.
Glad you like whatever the fuck we're talking about. They're probably just being like these dumb American bitches. Yeah. Whatever. It's fine.
Like,
I'll take.
We'll see how they're dealing with COVID.
I'll take what I can get. You know.
Yeah.
Shit. Any praise is praise.
And you can. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah, 5 stars only, bitches.
Yep. And then also you can follow us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. That's at What's Your Excuse Podcast. And that's no spaces, no apostrophes there because we're a little bit freaky.
Reach out to us on Facebook.
And What's Your Excuse Podcast with spaces and apostrophes because
we're not animals.
Fuck, there we are. Yeah.
There we're not animals.
That's right.
You can also email us any of your spooky stories, and that at
What's Your Excuse Podcast at gmail.com. Tell us all the spookies, any spooky roads you've been on, any spooky ghosts you see in the night times. They wake you up. Cool. Let me know.
Spooky people.
So
real living people.
Also, so I spoke about how at our old house, my brother had said one time when he was visiting, well, after he stayed there at 1016, he was like, I'm never fucking staying in that house. He was like, you can have fun in your demon house. But today he was like, he told it like a slightly different version of the story I'd heard. So as we know, there has been an issue with a mimicking ghost or spirit in that house. And I have had 2 encounters with it mimicking. And then one time my brother was staying over
And I was outside recording some color guard work for my students. And so I was on the complete opposite side of the house. My brother was taking one of his massively, like famously massive shits. Mm-hmm. And was in the bathroom. And I thought he heard me laughing mm-hmm. in the living room. Today, he said, "No, you called my name."
Oh.
He said something. He was, because I had been outside for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'd just come back in and he was like, "You haven't been in here at all?" And I was like, "No, I've been outside the whole time." Ugh. And he was like, "You called my," he had told me, I heard you from outside the bathroom. So maybe I just made up the laughing thing.
Yeah.
Because I think he just said, "I heard you talk to me from outside the bathroom."
Yeah.
And apparently, whatever it was, called his name mm-hmm. and was like, Patrick, come out here or something in my voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that place is haunted as fuck.
Yep.
Anyway, so that's all, folks. Yeah, just kidding. Y'all have that pre-recorded to add on to the end, so I don't know why I said it again for you.
I really want our last sound to be me saying, riddle me this.
Riddle me this.
Riddle me this.
What was our sign-off creepy beep? I like that.
Creepy beep.
Creepy beep. Bye-bye. Ow.
What's your excuse?
Punched in the gut.
Let's just play that from now on.
I don't know. Oh my god.
Riddle me this.
Yeah, that's all, folks. All
right.
I'm Piggy.
Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges. And this is By the Cupboard. No, wait. Do you want us to... Oh, shit.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Okay. Hi, I'm Becca.
And I'm Josie.
And we're your judges on By the Cover, a new podcast.
Yeah, we're a talk show. God,
we're a Josie.
Yeah, we're a comedy talk show centered around Amazon book review culture. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher,
wherever podcasts are.
All the places.
There. You can't hide from us. Anyway, listen to our show. We're going to be funny. We're going to be talking about books, and it's going to be great.
Yay! Promo over. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me.
Looking for a job? Check out ResWrite.
ResWrite offers resumes, cover letters, and LinkedIn profiles for individuals searching for new opportunities.
Resumes start at just $30.
Check out ResWrite.com for more info and use my code ResWriteRMN10 for 10% off all services.
Again, that is ResWriteRMN10, which is ResWriteRM as in mom, N as in nachos, 10. For 10% off all services. What? Nachos was a good thing.
Hi, my name is Gary. I spend a lot of time on Rogue Media. I love podcasting. Podcast makes me so happy. When I'm not doing anything else, I'm listening to Bluesville, Keep Waco Loud, and a lot of other things. I love the Rogue Media.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.